then that's the only choice, you know, George Bush made alone. He made two choices alone, actually. He chose Dan Quayle, and then given another choice to choose someone alone, he had to pick the Secretary of Defense. He picked John Tower. Not a bad choice, because you need a good scumbag to be the Secretary of Defense. Just a fact. But John Tower had a couple of problems. One, he was an alcoholic. What I found truly amazing is the Senate, who hung out with him for 25 years, didn't know he was an alcoholic. Didn't know. Look, I've been doing this for 20 years of my life. I've lived in bars for 20 years of my life. And I'll tell you this, John Tower didn't get a face like that sitting around in a tanning parlor. If the man isn't an alcoholic, he was sired by a pumpkin. Why, they didn't notice. Then they said he was a womanizer, and the people at the Denny's on the third shift must have started dancing in the streets. But the most amazing thing that the Senate totally overlooked is a thing that's very simple to follow. And it's a big thing over the next 20 years, and it's called conflict of interest. And it's something that Republicans and Democrats can't figure out. It's quite simple. All right? John Tower is the secretary. He works for the Senate Armed Subcommittee, right? He works with nothing but defense contractors for the entire time he's in Congress. He quits his job in Congress, and then he goes to work for these people, defense contractors, who pay him over the course of a year $1 million, not chump change. It's $1 million. Now he's going to go back and work as the Secretary of Defense, talking to the people who, over the course of the last year, paid him $1 million. And he said there was no conflict of interest. Am I losing my grip? I will tell you right now, if anyone in this room offers me $1 million tonight, I will lick your balls. I will be down on all fours before the ink on the check is dry. If you want, get a group of people together. I'll lick parts anywhere. I'll come over at any time of the night or day for $1 million. You can put a choke chain collar on me. Take me for walks. I will wear a dress at parties for you, and there will never be a conflict of interest. John Tower.